And as we heard after yesterday's vote, there will be no legal marijuana in Ohio anytime soon. But in Colorado, where recreational marijuana is legal, a handful of commercial growers have been cited for using pesticides while advertising their products as chemical-free and organic. And because pot is still illegal at the federal level, growers in Colorado and other states where it's legal can make all kinds of claims about their plants, at least for now. Luke Runyon from Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media has more.
Nilvio Aquino guides me through an indoor marijuana jungle. He's the lead grower for Sticky Buds, a chain of marijuana shops in Denver.
Throw your nose in there. You know, it's nice and pungent.
And pungent it is. The smell is pervasive. Aquino is clearly in his element among the 7-foot-tall plants. He's like a proud gardener showing off blue ribbon varieties, bustling from plant to plant, picking out his favorites.
I'm all about quality. I'm back and forth with owners about yield, of course, but that's life.
Aquino's plants soak up nutrients you'd find on a lot of certified organic farms, like kelp meal and earthworm castings. And when a pest problem pops up, he avoids using synthetic pesticides.
And it's just about, you know, finding your little foothold in the market and holding onto it with, you know, your life, essentially, man.
All that adds up to something that feels like an organic operation. But for now, that's about as official as it's going to get. Unlike almost every other crop in the U.S., there's no such thing as a government-sanctioned certification for organic marijuana. And until recently, growers throughout the state had free rein to use whatever pesticides they wanted in the growing process. Eric Egan is Sticky Bud's general manager.
The customers started asking, well, wait a minute, what are you putting in our product?
We need some standards in cannabis production.
That's John Paul Maxfield. He's one of the founding members of the Organic Cannabis Association based in Denver. Marijuana is legal in certain states, but still illegal federally. And Maxfield says some opportunistic growers are taking advantage of the conflicts in law and the lag in regulation.
People can grow in ways that aren't organic and receive a premium that should be going to the people that are doing it, what we call right.
The Organic Cannabis Association has started certifying operations as pesticide-free, but Maxfield says they're nowhere near being able to do a full organic certification.
If we're able to be a placeholder until the USDA comes on board, that's a great thing, and we're a long ways away from that, I think.
In the meantime, Colorado consumer fraud regulators have started paying attention to the possibility of misleading advertising. Roger Hudson is the spokesman for the Attorney General's office. He says it's tough to hold businesses accountable when there's no state or federal standards for organic marijuana.
Is there a legal definition at this point in time? No, there's not. But there is a general idea of what organically grown is, and that's something the Colorado Attorney General is looking at and exploring right now.
Back at the Sticky Buds marijuana facility in Denver, grower Nilvio Aquino says the company's focus on organic methods should pay off as the industry matures. Just like food, he says, there's always going to be a group of consumers willing to pay a higher price for something they see as superior.
Your product speaks. That's it. Some people aren't connoisseurs, but we're trying to target connoisseurs.
And he says it's about finding the right mix of regulation and marketing to assure consumers that when a grower says the marijuana is organic, they're not just blowing smoke. For Here and Now, I'm Luke Runyon in Fort Collins, Colorado.